Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 31. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Hey.
Hey.
Before we started, I was going to ask if I should turn that off.
Oh, the air purifier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's helping us breathe right now.
I know. So I guess it's just going to be background noise. Don't worry, guys. We're not in some tunnel. No. This is my apartment with an air purifier.
This is America.
This is my life.
And we can't breathe.
No.
Because of your kitty.
Yes.
Who likes to attack. It makes me scared.
She's a bangle.
She's very cute, but I'm like already huddled up right now. Like
I know, you're like in the fetal position.
Crying. Because like, she makes eye contact, then she comes charging full speed. It's like, no, get your claws away from me.
That's what she does with prey in the wild. She like makes eye contact, and she's like, you're mine,
bitch.
And then she kills them.
Right.
Yep. You're lucky you're alive at this point.
Am I, though?
No. Debatable.
Which brings us into depression.
Right. Gosh. This is my life right now. Depression. Yeah. I was doing so good until, like, last night, and then now I'm just, like... She's coming for you.
I know, she's gonna crawl up this couch and slit my throat.
Seen that movie Arachnophobia? Where the spiders come from all the places? That's Charlotte.
What's it like to be scared of cats coming up?
She can't get up there.
She might.
There's not enough space. There's not even like an inch.
She can wiggle her way
through. No, I know
like an octopus. An octopus can like go through it.
I know. She's kind of like that.
Yeah, and Jaws.
Yes, she is kind of like Jaws.
Your depression thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say about it.
You were doing so well.
And then I'm depressed
and
now.
And then depressed last night.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm still depressed. So, but here we are.
Like we said, that's why we usually wear black. So we're ready
to celebrate our funerals.
To celebrate our death.
Yeah.
But we're alive.
Mood.
But in case we ever die, we're already ready for it.
Already. Except for this light denim phase I'm going through, which I do love this light denim. I was thinking when I was putting it on, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll get some more light denim.
Yeah. Head to toe.
Yeah.
H to T. Light denim.
Denim
jumpsuit.
It's
called fashion. Look it up.
Look it up. Ever heard of the 90s?
They're coming
denim.
Back.
Yes.
I know. Lately when I've been picking you up to hang out, I'm like, oh, she's wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't all about that jean life.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to the point where we were dressed too similar.
It's
so
true.
So you had to step outside.
Yep. And people are like, oh, they're a couple. No, we're a gang. Look it up.
We're a couple of bitches.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
Yes.
So we try going to our restaurant, our date night restaurant, basically.
Yes.
And we're basically told there's no room for you at the inn.
Yeah.
Like Jesus or like Joseph and Mary. Back in the day, just trying to have a baby, there's no room for us at the inn. It's like what we were told. You can go upstairs.
And so we're like, oh yeah, let's go upstairs. And then we were like confused. There was just kind of like random tables and like a bar. So we were like, well, I guess we'll just sit at this table. And the waitress is like, no, that's reserved. You have to sit at the bar.
Right? I'm like, it's 2018. A couple of bitches just want to have a nice meal.
Yeah.
And no, we don't want to sit at the bar.
No.
Felt like sitting like at a hotel bar.
Yeah, I felt like a 40-year-old man sitting at the bar.
Like a 40-year-old divorcee.
Yeah, exactly. Who has like thousands of dollars and then just crying at the bar.
I know. So we were like, no. Let's go to that other restaurant we like to go to where we get bad service.
Yeah, but as we were leaving, the hostess was like, oh, you're not staying? No, we're not.
Right?
I know we just lost some class in this place when we left, but you just have to deal with it.
I know, and I'm like, I'm going to wear my black boots because then I'll really be wearing all black and then 3-inch heels. And then I had to, like, totter up the stairs, then totter down the stairs. I'm like, I was supposed to walk to my seat and sit down, and we were going to end it at that.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Nope, you had to go on a whole other adventure.
So I'm walking around like a baby pony.
Yeah. Now you know my struggle.
A baby pony. A pony is
a
baby.
Is it?
Baby horse.
I think there is like a pony though.
Are you Pona? From Zelda. Sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure all your fans know though. The Zelda life.
Yeah, because we do have a new subscriber.
Yeah.
He said he subscribed. I'm like, great. Now
does he look like a Zelda fan though? He might be.
He could be.
Yeah.
We never got into a conversation.
The Zelda conversation. Zelda. Well, maybe you can talk about it now.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Do you like Zelda?
Do you have time to talk about Zelda?
Yeah. Because my friend Savior. Here doesn't know about it. I probably should get her toy from under the couch. Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, she's laying down. The assassin needs her rest.
For a hot second.
Mm-hmm. So, we really need to, like, figure out our trip we're going on.
Oh, yeah. In October. That's right, yeah.
I was kind of thinking, like, tomorrow over coffee, I could bring my laptop.
We'll see.
And figure it out.
We'll see how depression is tomorrow.
You know, I'm always depressed, too. Like I said, I was sitting outside your apartment feeling all sad and sorry for myself, but I'm not sad and sorry joking around with you.
Yeah, it's true. Watch out. She's coming. Charlotte's on the move.
Oh, coming for you. Mom, let's do that thing where I jump on your back again. You have to tap.
Let me tell you, there was one day she, like, sneak attacked me, like, 3 times at least.
She's staring right at you.
I know.
She's gonna, like, come get you.
I know. She's like, what do you mean about sneak attacks, Mom? What are you talking about?
Yo, you want me to demonstrate for your listeners?
And I'm not saying, like, a cute little kitten sneak attack. No. She, like, I was on the floor, like, grabbing something or crouching, and she jumped on my back like a monkey and, like, grabbed, like, clawed, like, jumped and ran away. Like, she's like, I gotcha, sucker. And then the other time.
Look at her.
I know, she's just staring at me.
I'm a little scared for you right now.
What?
Jaws. She's gonna start circling you.
Charlotte, what are you doing? Oh, got the blinks?
The more you talk, cute.
Hmm?
She's gonna
slit my throat.
Probably.
That's fine.
Well, it's gonna
I'm
like,
fine. Oh.
She's inching closer. Oh no, look, I'm laying down.
Yeah. She's coming. Stay tuned.
Find
out. Sneak attack.
Deidre's still alive when we do the next episode.
In her defense, she is a Bengal. So.
And a kitten.
And a kitten.
As we're told.
So she's a little more wild.
Now
and
she's
a kitten.
Looking at me.
Yeah, she's looking at you now. She don't make eye contact.
It's hard not to.
I know.
Let's look at your ceiling fan.
Because you don't know if she's staring at you or attacking.
She's still.
Don't.
Yeah, go by the window.
Yeah.
Go look at those douchebags working out in the gym. Like we were doing.
Oh, did you tell that story?
Well, we put on our Instagram your snowman video.
That's true.
So they can put two and two
but they
together.
Didn't hear about that guy flexing for you.
When we were watching these people at the gym, and there are those two douchebags that we had to record because that was hilarious. Then the biggest douchebag of them all came out into the hallway to get a sip of water while we were outside watching all this. And then, like, stands by the door and, like, flexes at us. She was looking away, but...
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
I'm just, like, gross.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, did you see him flexing? And I was like, no, gross. And he's wearing, like, this little leotard, like you said,
like
ex-girlfriend's tank top or something.
I said, like, a wrestling unitard. That's what he was, like, wearing.
Ew.
So everybody can see how little his dick is. Look at this. You don't have to worry about pain.
You ain't gotta worry about nothing. Oh, my gosh. Then there was that other guy wearing his, like, winter gloves and, like, a hoodie while he was working out the gym lifting weights.
Well, and some guys do that, but from our point of view, it looked ridiculous.
I know, but, like, you wear, like, workout gloves. His looked like actual
like
snow gloves.
Like, build a snowman.
Yeah. Like, usually workout gloves, they have, like, the fingertips cut out from what I've noticed, what I've had, and, like, he had, like, full-on winter gloves.
He's like, I have no time.
No.
To go buy a new pair.
No, he's like, I'll just wear these winter gloves.
Right.
Yeah.
He could at least snip
They're
the
multi-purpose. Gross.
Yeah. I guess that's almost the end of this.
Oh, okay.
Find out if Charlotte doesn't kill us next
time. Yeah, that's true. Next time on Sock Talk. Stay tuned, kids.